Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstores, right? And those so-called Christian bookstores never have the so many versions, 20th century English versions of the Bible by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. That should be your first red flag when you go to some new church of your choice. Are they teaching you that there's different translations and why? Most don't even go there at all. But on the 15th of September of 1966, on page 171, the American Bible Society published a new modern speech translation of the New Testament with the title, Good News for Modern Man, the New Testament in Today's English Version, the TEV. The TEV soon outstripped in popularity even the New Testament of the NEB. A second edition was published on 1st October 1967. Incorporating the translator tells us many changes both in style and substance aimed at making the translation more faithful and accurate, more natural and easier to understand. A third edition embodying further improvement was published in 1971. During the first 6 years of its existence, some 35 million copies of the TEV have been sold worldwide. This phenomenal record may be due in part both to its reasonable price and its promotion by the American Bible Society. But it's obvious it has an inherent worth that has given its wide appeal to English-speaking people everywhere. Notice that word inerrant, okay? Inerrant, when you're an inerrant believer, okay, the inerrancy of the Bible, that means you believe it literally. Okay, you believe it is God's perfect words, and you believe it literally, right? So this translation was prepared by Robert G. Bratcher. So there's two questions I ask you, and I want you to look them up yourself. The first one is, who is the American Bible Society? Because that's who put this thing out. And then, who is Robert G. Bratcher? Well, I have a little history on him right here. Good News Bible translator dies. Opposed inerrance, okay? He opposed the inerrancy of the Bible. Robert Bratcher supported dynamic equivalence, okay? That's what this thing is. It's a dynamic equivalent, and we'll get into that later. Robert Bratcher, the New Testament translator of the Good News Bible, which became a best-selling version in the in the 70s, died July 10th at a retirement community in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He was 90. He became involved in controversy with Southern Baptist fundamentalists in 81 by contending that belief in an inerrant Bible is idolatry and intellectually dishonest. But it was an earlier argument with his denomination that led him into a new translating career. How about that? So this guy believed that no Bible is inherent. And that's why he came up with dynamic equivalency. More next time.